There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back here to Hurricane Hotline Hollywood, along with you to talk some Canes hoops, who came up with a big win in their opener, beating FDU by a final score of 113-72. 11 new faces here on this Hurricanes team, and boy, we got to see it all on display in what was a fantastic overall effort. Miami shooting a very, very high percentage from the field. Only attempted 17 threes in the game. They were 46 of 69 from the field, and that was good for 66%. Miami with 113 points. That is the most points a Hurricanes team has scored since February 28th of 1987. And that 66.7 field goal percentage tied a program record for single game field goal percentage, which was last set in 2005. Not only did the Canes put up 113 points, shooting almost 67%, but 10 different players were able to score for Miami in this game, led by Lynn Kidd, who had a monster game in his Hurricanes debut, 24 points to go along with 9 rebounds. He was 10 of 11 from the field. Nigel Pack had his usual big game, 21 points for Pack on 9 of 11 shooting. And you look at the rest of this roster, they were able to contribute as well. Divine Ugochukwu with 15 points coming off the bench in just 14 and a half minutes. Brandon Johnson went for 7. He had A.J. State and McCray go for 7. Matthew Cleveland, who had the early dunk of the season, he went for 9. And Jaleel Bethia, making his Hurricanes debut, the freshman, played 12 and a half minutes, and he had 9 points as well. One of the great stories from the opening win for the Hurricanes, Jalen Blackman, who played 21 minutes. He goes 6 of 10 from the field, 15 points in his Hurricanes debut. I had a chance to speak to him after Miami's blowout win over FDU. All right, we are with Jalen Blackman here after Miami's 113-72 win over FDU. Jalen, first off, great to have you with us here, and congratulations on the win. Must have felt good to get out there.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to be out here with my new teammates. It was awesome.
Fresh faces out here, a lot of fresh faces for Hurricanes fans. How did that feel, game number one? Obviously a great offensive performance by you guys, but seemed like you guys have been playing together for a while, the way the cohesiveness out there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we got a lot of older guys, like graduate seniors, guys that are 22, 23 years old, so when a bunch of old guys come together that have been playing college basketball for a while, it was like a really easy transition. And then, as you can see, we got some young talent, too, that comes in and gives us a spark.
You know, one of the nice things I thought about today's game is you guys didn't settle for threes, right? You got to the basket. You got to the rim. There are a lot of dunks in this one. Certainly fans would enjoy that, but those are always high-percentage shots when you get to the basket like that, right? How important is that to not settle for the threes and to get to the rim, the high percentage?
For sure. So the coverages that FDU was playing was giving us more to the basket and more pull-ups and stuff like that, so we can play both ways. We can shoot a lot of threes, we can take it inside. We have a really good team that can do both.
Seems like you got a very well-rounded team as well. You had 10 guys that scored in this game tonight. Should make things interesting for coach as far as, you know, how to, you know, hand out the minutes for all you guys, but really in 10 guys to get to score, that's got to feel good for this team.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's every day in practice you got to come ready to play, because I'm going against young guys and older guys that push me every single day. So it makes us better for sure.
When you see a guy like Bethea, you know, out there, and he had his moments in the second half, but obviously he's going to get a lot better, and a bunch of the other young guys on this team too will continue to get better. How exciting is that, knowing that this team is just kind of in the beginning stages right now?
Yeah, so when he gets the ball, it's must-see TV. Every time he had it, I know I was up on my feet because he's such a crafty, bouncy, electric player. So just watching him every day, seeing him get better every day is great.
Hurricanes fans got a chance to see Lynn Kidd in uniform for the first time tonight as well, and he probably could have gone for 50 if he needed to out there. Boy, 6'10", 240, he's a dominant force. Talk about having a big guy like that underneath that you could feed the ball to, and he's athletic. He can do it all.
Yeah, he can. Like, this wasn't anything new. We see this every day through the summer. I think he shot, Coach said, like 75-80%. So we see this every day. He plays the right way. He's easy to play with and pick and roll and stuff. So he's a great player.
Who's been the guy on this team that's kind of taken you under their wing a little bit and kind of, you know, showed you around Miami and the culture of this team and everything?
I'd say Nigel Pack. He's from Indiana. We're both from Indiana, and we both play similar playing styles. So I say he's showed me the way, showed me the system. Yeah, he's really good player too.
Tell me a little bit about that, coming from Indiana. Basketball is basically in your blood, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's what me and Nigel talk about that all the time. That's really all there is in Indiana is basketball and cornfields. So,
did you have like I'm picturing like the Hoosiers movie? I mean, you've seen Hoosiers, right? I mean, is that like in Indiana? Everyone in Indiana. Because I know I'm talking to younger guys. I don't know who's seen these movies anymore. But you've seen Hoosiers, right?
I've seen it a while ago. I don't remember much of it. But I've seen it, though, for sure.
I'm picturing one of those, like, baskets out in the middle of the cornfield. You guys have those over there?
Yeah.
All right. I do want to ask you, though, about Nigel on the court and everything that he is able to bring to the table and the leadership that he brings to this team on the floor. How important is that?
Yeah, so he's been here for 3 years, so he knows the system the best. And it feels like when he has the ball, everybody's under control and stuff, and he doesn't miss many shots is what I've noticed since I've been here. So it's easy to play with him because he's always making the right plays, and he really can score it as well.
Coach Larrañaga, what has that been like for you? I'll be honest, he's one of the most impressive human beings I've ever been around. His basketball knowledge is just through the roof, and if you listen and let him teach you, man, he's special. What has your experience been like with him?
It's been great. It's been even better than I expected. I know he's coached a lot of guards that are playing where I want to play. So just learning from him, I'm trying to soak it all in and learn from him as much as I can every day.
Have you looked at some of the guys that came through this program recently? And obviously this program's had a ton of success, right? A couple years ago, they were in the Final Four. Have you looked at some of the guys that were successful and you try to model your game or either reach out? Has anyone, you know, reached out to you?
Not as much. I'm reaching out, but when I was in the portal, I watched tons of old Miami games, the whole thing when they went to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. So watching them and seeing, already being familiar with the play style that Miami has was great for me.
All right, and one more for you. I got to ask you, the Matt Cleveland dunk in the first half, it's kind of an early candidate for dunk of the year. That one was pretty rough on poor number 7 over there, huh?
Yeah, that was awesome. We see that often too. He's been out a little bit for a concussion, so I know he's got some fresh legs. So
hey, you must be. I'll leave you on this. So you must be really excited to put up 113 points in the opening game like this in front of the home fans. That's got to just really feel good for you.
Yeah, it's great. Everybody was excited. We were tired of playing each other in practice every day and wanted to play somebody else. So it was great that we came out here and played well today.
Well, Jalen, I want to thank you for the time. Very exciting season opener here, a 113-72 win over FDU. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you at the next one.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, that was Jalen Blackman after the Hurricanes' 113-72 win over FDU. Miami will get back at it on Sunday at the Watsco Center. They will host Binghamton. That is a 2 o'clock start. Interesting start to the season for the Canes here. You look at the schedule for Miami. So they will play again on Sunday, again at 2 o'clock. And then the Canes will be off until the following Sunday. They'll host Coppin State. That is also a 2 o'clock start. So back-to-back Sundays here with 2 o'clock starts for Miami to get this season underway. All right, plenty more to come here on Hurricane Hotline. We'll take a pause. More coming up next here on WQAM.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.